Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the best in the biz covering the NFL, John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. John, how is your quarantine going down in Houston? You all right?
Everything's going great. Thank you very much for asking.
Yeah, it's good to hear that. John, wanted to start with a guy who used to play for the Houston Texans. Obviously, he didn't this past year before we get to some other things. But Jadeveon Clowney, there was a report over the weekend that the Browns might be interested. You know, his price maybe come down. One, are you surprised he's still out on the market? And two, do you think he would be a good move? Would be a good move for the Browns to make?
I'm not surprised he's on the market, because the reason he's not in Houston is he wanted over $100 million a year, and they weren't going to pay it. They already had J.J. Watt making $100 million, and $100 million usually goes for guys who consistently rush the passer. Clowney is a great run player. He's a good pass rusher. He's never had 10 sacks, had 9.5 one time, 9 again, but you're not going to get $100 million unless you are a consistently get the quarterback, and he's never been able to do that. And he was playing with J.J. Watt. Clowney right. can move around. He can play in. He can play outside linebacker. His best position is 4-3 weak side end. He got to play that in Seattle last year. He had 3 sacks. He had a core muscle injury that hampered him. He had one great game on national TV against San Francisco when the Seahawks won in San Francisco. And everybody sees that and thinks that's the way Clowney is all the time. But that's not the way he plays all the time. So I think if you get him and the price is right, go for it. Clowney, right now, I wouldn't touch him until my doctors were able to look at him, not just the core muscle problem he had this past season, but the knee injury he had from microfracture surgery. He's had several knee operations, including that one. So any team that's interested wants their doctor to look at him. And like Cam Newton, that's going to be difficult because you can't have that done right now. So I think that he should sign a 1-year deal, try to stay healthy, play really well, and then try to cash in next year. But he's not going to get a lot of money this year under the circumstances.
What's he like as a person? I mean, as a teammate, is he a good guy?
He's a good guy. He's like a big kid. He's playful. That's what I told the Seahawks when they signed him. He's playful. He's not real serious. Some coaches that would drive crazy, like Bill O'Brien, Pete Carroll, that's not a big deal to him. Pete Carroll has more relaxed rules, let me put it like that. So Clowney's not a problem. He's a kid. He's a big kid, and I've known him since he was drafted. And I thought the Texans mishandled him last year. They should have kept him one more year as a franchise player. But they cut the cord, and he went to Seattle. And I think if the Browns could get him, I know they got a lot of money under the cap, but they are not going to sign him until their team doctors examine him carefully.
We're talking with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. John, obviously you mentioned Bill O'Brien there. He's come under fire again. I mean, he's the GM. He's the head coach. He's the offensive coordinator. And now he's traded DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know. I don't get the David Johnson part of that, but what do you make? Obviously, he's getting crushed nationally. What do you think?
He's getting crushed locally worse than he's getting crushed nationally by fans, media. People here crush him all the time anyway, and it doesn't matter. He just gives them ammunition, and he knew it was going to be an unpopular trade. The only time he's talked about it was on a conference call with season ticket holders Friday, and he said, He's a great player, but every move we make we think is in best interest of the team. Well, eventually we in the media are going to get to talk to him. And my first question is, how does not having Hopkins make you better as a team or as an offense? Because they're not as good without Hopkins, who was Deshaun Watson's go-to receiver. So it's a very unpopular trade, unprecedented in our history in Houston. I've seen teams trade away Joe Morgan, Jimmy Wynn, Moses Malone, Akeem Olajuwon, Elvin Hayes, and there's been nothing like this reaction. And yeah. One reason is, of course, because there's social media that we didn't have before, but it was a very, very unpopular trade.
So is Bill O'Brien definitely on the hot seat? Like, does
no,
he have
he's
to
not
win
on the hot seat. Anybody says he's on a hot seat, is clueless. I see people saying that, and I mean, get a clue. He's got 3 years left on his contract. The owner loves him. The owner's the one that put him in charge. And I'll say this. O'Brien doesn't have any more authority than Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, John Gruden, Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, Ron Rivera, and those coaches. They all control personnel. He's the general manager. He's got somebody else, Jack Easterby, to handle all the football ops stuff. He oversees personnel and, of course, the team. So Bill O'Brien is not on the hot seat.
We're talking with the great John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. John, earlier in the show, we did a top five list of the, you know, if you were starting a team from scratch, who were the five quarterbacks you'd take? We both had Deshaun Watson on our list. My partner had him fifth. I had him fourth. How good is he? You get to watch him every week. You see him. What does his future hold in terms of greatness?
Well, I would definitely put him in the top five. He's if he hadn't blown out his knee halfway through his rookie year, there's no telling how good he would have been because he's off to a great start. Last year, they held him out of the last game because they kept out nine starters, or he would have thrown for over 4,000 yards again. He's a great leader. He ran for 7 touchdowns, 400 yards. He's tough. He's an inspiration. Everybody likes dealing with him. The media, the players, the coaches, everybody. He's a true franchise quarterback. And he's about some point this offseason, I think he'll be making $40 million a year and be worth every penny.
That's high praise. I mean, no concerns about the injury. He's been pretty healthy ever since he had the ACL.
Yeah, he's had no injury issues. That's not true. He had a collapsed lung and he had a broken rib, but he didn't miss a play 2 years ago. And then he takes a lot of hits. Everybody tells him, don't expose yourself like that, but that's just the way he plays. Yeah, it's kind of the new breed. We see that with Lamar Jackson. They don't seem to care anymore about the quarterback getting hit, but he's smart about it. You know, he's 6'2". They list him as 6'3", but he's 6'2". He knows how to slide, throw it away. But when he takes his biggest hits is when he's close to the goal line because he doesn't mind flying through the air and trying to score. And, boy, everybody holds his breath every time he does that.
John, you've covered the NFL for, I don't know, 100 years. A little bit different NFL draft this year, don't you think? Coaches being at home, GMs at home having to deal with this. How are the Texans dealing with the quarantine and having the NFL draft?
Like everybody else. Everybody has their own war room at home. Everybody has a home office anyway because they don't spend 24/7 at the facility. They're using Zoom and FaceTime and Skype, and they're taking advantage of the rules that allow them to talk to prospects. And I think it's going to be unprecedented. I think it's going to be fun. Is Roger Goodell, we're going to see him in his kitchen? Is he going to go to Rich Eisen in his bathroom, over to Adam Schefter in his basement? Every team is going to have a camera so we can see every team. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, probably the highest ratings in the draft is history. Yeah. People don't forget. People forget. I know when I started covering the draft, it was 12 rounds, might have been 16, and there was no TV, and you had to wait for the call to New York to tell you who the team drafted. So that's the way it's going to be now, and it's going to be unusual. I can't wait. I hate that we're in this situation, but I'm fascinated to see how it's going to be pulled off.
I completely agree. I'm excited about the draft. The situation stinks, but at least that'll give us some distraction. John, we appreciate you taking some time with us today. Thanks so much. Keep up the great work. Stay safe.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you very much. If you get Clowney, he's going to be a lot of fun to deal with.
We appreciate that. Good to hear. Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.